Our topic for today is relief for self-doubt. One of the greatest factors that will block you from the consistent awareness of God's love, support, and abundance is self-doubt. It's kind of like a pothole or a dip in the road that will significantly delay your happiness. Some people think that doubting yourself and considering all the options is a wise and careful choice. In A Course in Miracles, we are taught that judgment of any kind is not useful. It is not useful because we cannot know the answer. From our point of reference, it would be impossible for us to know the right course of action that leads to peace and happiness for everyone involved. However, there is one who knows every answer and every right course of action to ensure happiness for everyone. The Course calls this one the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one who knows the absolute realm of divine intelligence, the wisdom of God, and the Holy Spirit also knows our experience here in what is called the illusion and the challenges that we face. The Holy Spirit is the bridge between our perceptions and the true knowledge and wisdom of God. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the bridge between illusions and the truth. Given this information, you might feel that you should never make a decision by yourself. The one decision you can make with absolute certainty is that you can rely on the Holy Spirit to make every decision perfectly for you and through you. Whenever you're in a position where you feel you need to make a decision, it is wise to turn inward to the Holy Spirit and ask for the answer. You will know when you have received the answer because you will feel peaceful about the information. If there are steps to be taken as a result of the decision, you will be told what they are in a way that you can understand them. You will also be given the support and the resources to carry out the plan. You will know when you've been told what the steps are when you feel both peaceful and compelled to take action. The reason we doubt ourselves so frequently is because at a deeper level, we believe we are separate from God. If you really were separate from God, you would have good reason to doubt yourself. However, you are not separate. You are one with God and one with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, which comes from God. Therefore, you can always trust your inner guide to tell you exactly what to do in every circumstance. The Holy Spirit responds to your slightest invitation. It is highly important that after you have asked for guidance, that you trust the answer you are given with unwavering certainty. Many people get delayed at this point because they continue to look at all the options, try to come up with the best answer, and then ultimately doubt yourself. It is an endless circle of self-deception. Once you have prayed for guidance, and you then receive guidance that feels peaceful and compelling, it is time to trust that guidance with your whole heart. If for some reason you hear the information wrong, or you take a step in the wrong direction, you will be corrected by the Holy Spirit. As long as your goal is peace and you are listening for guidance, all obstacles are being removed from your path. The guidance you receive may come in the form of very strong but peaceful thoughts. You might hear an actual voice. You might just hear a song on the radio, or you might be given a book or read a billboard on the side of the highway, or just receive a loving thought or some wisdom from a friend. God always speaks to us in a loving and peaceful language that we can understand. Today, I ask that you join with me in letting go of all self-doubt. Self-doubt is a form of self-deception and also of self-defense. If you made a decision in the past that brought you or someone else pain, you may feel reluctant to make another decision. No one wants more pain. However, when you made the decision in the past, you were probably in fear and you were not asking the Holy Spirit to guide you. Or maybe you were asking, but you were in so much fear that you just weren't listening. Therefore, this time, everything is different, and this time, the outcome will be happy. Your part is to trust God through the wisdom and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The moment you doubt yourself, you are declaring that you are separate from God and you are vulnerable and powerless. The effect of this declaration is the experience of lack, scarcity, and powerlessness. This is what delays your happiness. Let's agree today to put all self-doubt behind. You are in very good hands. It's time to trust instead of doubt. Let's take a few moments to release the past, along with all the fear and self-judgment that you've been carrying. It's a lot easier for the Holy Spirit to guide you when you're not carrying a 1,000-pound load on your back. Let's begin by tapping over your heart and repeat these words after me. I am aware that I have been doubting myself in many different areas. I forgive myself completely in all respects. I have never altered myself. I cannot interrupt God's will for my happiness. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am aware that self-doubt is not useful for any purpose. I can trust and rely on the Holy Spirit to guide me in everything I do. Let's go to the top of the head. Whenever I need guidance, I will turn within and ask what to do. I will listen for the guidance that is peaceful and compelling. On the eyebrow point, I will follow the guidance I receive. Let's stop now and take a long, deep breath, and then exhale and release, turning inward completely, letting go of all the busyness in the mind, all the details, all the complexity, simply turning inward. Within you is the power and the presence of God, the source and creator. Let's begin again, tapping on the side of your left hand, using your right hand to tap on the side of your left hand. My only goal is peace. God's will is my happiness. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I have nothing to fear. Let's go back up over the heart. I trust that every step I take is directed towards my greater peace. Going to the other side of the chest, I trust my decision making as it comes from God. Now back to the top of the head, I trust my ability to listen and follow the guidance I receive. On the eyebrow point, I trust that I am safe. I am secure because God's will is my happiness. I can borrow His certainty that His plan is certain. Take a nice big deep breath. And as you exhale, let go of the doubt, let go of the worry. You are walking with God. And now let's go to the inside of the knees. Tapping there on the inside of the knee. My future is safe. My future is provided for. Because God's plan for me is certain. Now let's go to the side of the left hand. My loved ones are safe. because God's plan includes everyone. Now let's go to the side of the eye. I cannot think apart from God. Stop and take another nice long breath. Every time you draw in that inward breath, just feel yourself drawing in the light, the truth, the peace, and the wisdom of God Himself. Drawing it from you and through you, and sharing it and extending it from you. Let's go back over the heart. Even though I have made mistakes in the past, and those mistakes have brought me pain and sometimes despair, I completely forgive myself. Now let's go to the middle of the chest, right over the thymus, just above the breastbone. I cannot alter myself. I am as God created me. I am whole. I am complete. I have never altered myself. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am now listening to a higher wisdom that will guide me in every decision. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I trust the guidance I receive. God loves me. His will is my happiness. I am never alone. Now let's go back over the heart. The power of God walked with me in everything I do. Now let's go to the top of the head. The Holy Spirit ensures a peaceful outcome for everyone involved. Take another long breath, feeling the sense of ease and relaxation just pouring through the body, opening your heart to receive all those wonderful blessings, gifts, miracles as God has given. Of course, miracles teaches us that what God has given has already been given. It's almost like you have a trust fund, but you forgot where it was, that you have everything that you have ever longed for. It's already yours. Let's go back to the side of the hand, the left hand tapping with the right. Even though I am used to flooding my mind with fearful and conflicting thoughts, and then I use this information to doubt myself, I am determined to stop doubting myself. I am determined to stop doubting God. Let's go up on top of the head. I will quiet my mind frequently, and I will listen to the one who will always ensure my peace, my safety, my abundance, and my happiness. Let's go to the eyebrow point. Once I invite the Holy Spirit to guide me, I can fully trust the guidance I receive. Let's go now to the heart point. I am determined to trust without doubt that everything is being aligned for my greatest happiness. Take another nice long breath. Feel that wonderful ease flowing down and through your body. One more round. Let's tap on the side of the left hand. I have nothing to fear. I trust that God is walking with me and speaking through me. I dedicate my whole situation to the truth, and peace is assured. Let's go to the top of the head. I trust instead of doubt. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I stand in the certainty of my Creator. I accept His will for my happiness. I will not decide against Him. Let's go to the inside of the knees. Every step I take is another step to my greatest happiness. I cannot make a mistake because I am divinely guided. Let's go back up over the heart. I thank you, God, in advance for the enormous blessings that are coming to me through my awakened mind. Now another nice, long, deep breath, just feeling gratitude as it pours through your body, opening your heart to receive every answer of every perceived problem. Let's finish now with this final prayer. Dear God, we come to you and we bring to you all of our self-doubt. We bring to you all of the busyness in our mind. We bring to you every conflicting idea, every misperception, every worry, and every fear. We bring to you even those thoughts that we are not aware of, that are contributing to the delay of our happiness. Today we bring it all to you in complete trust and surrender. We thank you in advance for deciding for us about every decision. Our goal is peace. We release all things in the illusion in the world that we see, as we understand that the world we see is the effect of our mind. And as we turn and firmly focus on you, we trust that your will is our happiness. As we turn and accept your plan, our happiness is guaranteed. The effect of our choice to focus on you, to listen to your guidance, is that we will walk in all the happiness, the peace, the abundance, and the greatness that we have always longed for. We thank you today for the tremendous miracles that would replace all of our doubt and our fear and our judgments. Today we accept that whenever we have made a mistake, whenever we have failed, that it doesn't mean anything, because we cannot alter what you created within us. Today we stand in gratitude for all that we are. We thank you that we are your holy child, that we are one with you and one with each other. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you all for joining me tonight. Your commitment to trust your guide without doubt will bring many blessings and miracles. Together, we place our future in the hands of God, where it is always certain and happiness is guaranteed. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com. Or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.